Well, hey there. Okay, just have to do my usual check and sharing this feed. So grab a coffee, sit down, share, right? We're all in this together. So just let me do a check, share what I need to share, the different pages, and we'll begin. Loving that. Hey, we have sound. Good for us. Okay, now stop the sound. No, I don't want that. Stop. Wow, four folks are ready. Hey, thanks, guys. This will be interesting. I'm really looking forward to this one. Five. Wow, thank you. Hey, comment, check in. I posted something just a little while ago. Oh, wait, let me do this first, then I'll get back to you guys. Just about done. Just have to share it to the appropriate spots. One more. Now we're good. And I think that will do it. Cool. All right. Oh, geez, checking in already. So who's here? Hey, coffee. Yeah, see? Yeah, we're good. Yeah, you bet. Yes, Trina showed in or checked up or checked in. There we go. It's all coming back to me now. Showed up and checked in. There you go. Hey, Trina, how are you? Of course, Tracy, the other half of the Russ and Tracy show. Thanks for always just being so damn supportive and helping with productions and different things like that. So that is perfect in so many ways. Well, welcome. This is the second day of our full broadcast schedule, or at least our daily broadcast schedule. I don't think it's full yet because there's some other ideas percolating in my head for other shows. But week two of our, or at least our weekday daily broadcast schedule. Last week was it was really fun. It was the first again full week programming. So of course, as you guys know, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday to Friday, there's something going on my personal profile page, right? Whether it's the Ask the Wizard Almost Daily, Russ and Tracy Show, Straight Shooters, anything can happen Thursday, there's programming. And I was actually just even sitting here this morning contemplating I am enjoying these as much as I am. And I mean, I enjoy doing this stuff, right? But it seems like there's something deeper that's going on. And it was brought to my memory, and I can't remember where I read it or heard it or saw it. But, and I think it was in kind of in relation to somebody starting as a solopreneur, whether it's a practitioner, a teacher, a life coach, whatever, right? And what the and the and the what the question was, well, so what do I do, right? So how do I make money at this? This is a handy thing. This is a handy point to remember. So how do I make money at this? Like, what do I do? How do I get business? All that kind of stuff. And basically, his response was, he said, a teacher teaches, a practitioner practices, a painter paints, a speaker speaks. He says, they just do that, right? That's what you do. And you do it because that is what you do. And if and as you keep doing that, then the payment portion of it will tend to flush itself out. But here's what happens so often is, you're doing good, is that we step into something new in a professional fashion. I'll just put it that way. And we go, okay, so I need to do this and make money doing it. And that's very true, right? But what I find interesting is those people that are super effective. I was going to say super successful, and we could call that too, but that word has a whole wide variety of meanings to it, that are really effective and prolific in what they do. They do it because that is who they are, that's what they do. And then the financial compensation comes back maybe from this way and this way and this way, but they don't go, I do this so I can get money from this. I do this so I can get money from this. They are expressing themselves because that's who they are. This is really important because that's who they are. And so if you're whatever it is, I don't care whether you're a practitioner of any type, whether you're a teacher, a speaker, whatever, right? So what's the first thing you do? If you're a speaker, speak. If you're a coach, coach. If you're a practitioner, practice, right? Does that not mean we're not looking for that remuneration to show up? Sure it will, but just start doing it. And as I was thinking about this, because I am really enjoying doing these, and of course, the crazy thing about it, Greg, the other half of the Straight Shooters, we were talking about this yesterday, is when you're doing things like this, you actually gain energy. You don't end up spending it, you actually gain it. And that's why I'm getting, I could do this show and I could do this show and I could do this show kind of thing. And I was thinking, why do I do it? I do it because this is who I am. And so for 5 days last week, I was able to do what I'm put here to do. And you cannot help but win from doing that. So if you're an angel card reader, then do that, right? If you're a writer, do that. If you're a painter, do that. But don't do it from the sole purpose of, if I do this, I'll make money. Okay, so that was my, I need my tangent sign, right? So anyway, that's that story. So it is June 5th, and this is another episode of Ask the Wizard, almost daily coaching hints, tips, and all that stuff. A couple of housekeeping things. You may have seen this, that there actually a lot of this is new just from last week. So you probably have seen me talk about this already, but just we'll do it here just to make sure. I'm going to bring this up. So every show that we do, I'm using a generic tag or an umbrella tag, I guess. And as you can see on the screen, it's Convergence Media HC. HC stands for Healing Center, right? So all these programs, they may have sub tags or sub hashtags, if you will, but every one of these are tagged or is tagged with that. So if you do a search for that on Facebook, especially, you're going to find all this stuff. Okay, so that's that piece. Now, archives of the shows. So again, all the programs on the Convergence Media Network, the archives of them are stored on the fan page that you see actually right here. Okay, so some of you again have probably already found it, or you don't have to join it unless you wish to, as long as you know how to get there. So if you're looking for a past episode, just go to that fan page and you can just, what do I have? Actually, I have if you do a search for that, you'll be able to find it, maybe join it. The only thing that's on there is the archives of the show. So it's not like there's a lot of conversation. It's not designed for that. It's basically a vault that all our shows are archived on. So again, you can always go there and scroll through them. Okay, let's see what else we got here. So that was that. Now, this is something that I just built again last week. So I'm thinking, these shows are great and all, and watching them live is always handy because I have my electronic flip chart, right? But what about if you just sort of want to listen to them in the background or while you're doing something else? So what I've done is, and I've taken all the shows from last week as the initial starting point, I've taken the shows and I've stripped all the audio from them. And I've put them on this website. Now, it is a website, okay, but it's a really basic one. It's designed for devices, right? Phones, tablets, things like that. So it's a very basic site, russelltoe.com/showcase, and you'll see it there. You'll see the audio only of all the shows, and they're actually categorized, and we'll continue to categorize them as we add them. So that's something else you might want to look at. If you want to check it out later, or you just sort of want to, what was that, or have it playing in the background, then that's what that is designed to be. Okay, so that was that piece. Okay, we're just about done our housekeeping stuff. Okay, Russ's Inner Circle. And again, many of you have already joined or discovered it. My banner for this year has really been building community, right? and I know almost on a daily basis, I recognize the immense value of community, whether it's support, whether it's discussion, whether it's mentoring, that type of thing. And not just a physical community, but that global community. And to me, I mean, we have never been positioned better to be able to connect globally in this community of like-minded individuals. So I've built a group on Facebook. It's called Russ's Inner Circle, as it says here, right? You can search for it and find it. It is a closed group, so you have to ask for permission, but I approve it, of course, right? So it's designed to build a community, a deeper level of connection. So from my perspective, I still have my personal page, still have the fan page and all that kind of stuff. This is a more deeply connected community. I will be selectively posting things there, things that for me, I'm going to try and, so you won't find out which airport I've checked in or what I had for lunch, that type of thing. So informationally rich content, conversation starters, things like that. All right. So that's a really valuable place to go. So if you haven't went there and joined already, I encourage you to do that. So just search for this, right? And you'll be able to find it. There's going to be some really good stuff happen in there and through there. A lot of great stuff has happened already. So that's that. Okay. Oh, hey, Cheryl. How you doing? Cheryl checking in. Hey, girl. Thanks for watching. Thanks for shouting out and saying hi. Okay. I'm going through my list here. Okay. I believe that is everything. Okay. So this is something that I often get asked about. And, oh, if it looks like my hair is wet or damp on some of these broadcasts, it only because it is, okay? So I have hair extensions, see? Okay, there. But and so when I wash it, I have to let them dry naturally because if I blow dry them, they get all poofy, right? Okay? And so and today we added blue. Okay, so so sometimes it might be dry, but I haven't brushed it out yet, or it still might be damp. So that's why, okay? Little style tip there. Okay, so back to the content. Okay. Yeah, that's the story behind that, right? So I texted Mary Jo this morning because we always connect throughout the day. I said, yeah, I'm feeling a little blue today. Ba-da-cha. Okay, what the hell are we talking about? Oh, I think we were talking about this. Yeah, there we go. So this, and actually, Cheryl, this really is kind of in your ballpark too, I know, with what you do and things like that. So this whole thing where it seems like I often use the example of walking up the down escalator, right? I take two steps forward and three steps back, and it's like, holy crap. And the other thing that I find really relates to the topic that we're going to talk about today is, and I know I've experienced it, and I know many of you have experienced it too. So you start something new, you try something different, and initially it works. And you go, whoa, holy cow, this is pretty cool. And then what happens is it stops working. And you go, what the hell happened? Right? I was introducing this, for me, was a positive change, and it seemed to work. And then all of a sudden, it just seemed to dry right up and stop. Why is that happening? And I know that used to it still at times, although I'm much better at it now, drove me freaking crazy. Because, like, what the hell, right? It was working. Why did it stop working? Interestingly enough, this is often what they call beginner's luck, right? Beginner's luck. The first time you try something, you don't have a clue what you're doing. Holy damn, look at him go. And then that's it, right? The second time, you just fall all over the place, right? To me, this is the same scenario that's playing out. So that's the topic that I would like to talk about today. So who have I been listening to? And of course, whatever I'm learning always finds its way into these events, right? So lately, the last couple of days, Greg Braden, I've been listening to him. Bruce Lipton, as in the soup. Yes, Bruce Lipton. Many of you have heard of him. If not, Google him. He's got He's got all sorts of video out now and things like that. So he talks a lot about our conscious and subconscious mind, right? Now, this isn't going to be, you guys have heard these words a lot, right? So I'm going to talk about them today in a little different understanding of them, and I'm going to add another piece to it. And then I was going to say if time permits, but seeing as I'm the one that's controlling the time, it will just happen. We're going to do a little exercise at the end of the broadcast related to the topics that we're talking about. Okay, so let me grab my flip chart, all right? Don't go away. And is it awake? Sometimes it goes to sleep. There, it hasn't. Okay. All right. So, and we're going to bring the flip chart on. Do I have anything else? No, I think I covered anything. I have a couple of ideas for a new show. What do you guys think? I'll post this as well. I'm really, and I'm so appreciative for all the comments that you guys are sharing and sharing the programs and things like that. That's fantastic. And there's so much value in that, right? Just if nothing else, having that quality, my perspective, that quality informational content, because we need those daily, those consistent nutrients just as much as we need to eat every day. And I think, again, this consistent broadcasting that we're doing, that's a very vital role that we're filling is even if you don't watch the whole broadcast or whatever, but that consistent ingestion of quality information. And so I was just kind of thinking last night, and I'm sort of wondering, now I know, I'm picking on you, Tracy. So I'm thinking like a late night radio show. So I don't know, 11 or something like that. Cause I'm thinking, okay, so this gets the day going and that type of thing. And that's valuable. And then there's the evening, like not evening, but the night. And so often that's another time that's a real challenge for folks. And so I don't know, I just kind of contemplating doing like a radio show. Right, internet radio show, of course, but a radio show just kind of as a late night sort of nightcap or something like that. So I'm joking with Tracy. Tracy's an early riser. We often joke about that. For me, first thing in the morning is like 8-ish. For her, it's significantly early. Okay, so now we're back. Okay, let's bring out our flip chart. Whoops, let's bring out our flip chart. And we're going to get rid of this so you guys can see better. And I'm actually going to just go this way. This is probably the easiest. Okay, so what we've got going on, okay, is now this is kind of a new picture in my mind. So I'm kind of drawing it from my mind for the first time. Okay, so we're gonna go down here. So I'm going to do this. Okay, here we go. This works. It's going to be pretty darn cool. And then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to do this. It looks like a cartoon creature. Okay. I'm going to put the labels inside the circles. I think that would be best. So this little guy, I'm going to label C for our conscious mind. Okay. So this is all, I'm going to call this, I have to make sure I get the right, but that'll work. I'm going to call this the mind. Okay. Not our mind. I'm going to go the mind. Actually, I'm going to erase that because I'm going to need that spot. Okay. So there's our conscious mind. Okay. Then this one here, I'm going to, oops, hold on. Sorry. This one here, I'm going to label our subconscious mind. Okay. And this one here, and different actually philosophies. See, there you go. It'll be recorded. You can watch it in the morning and pretend it's night. Probably when you're watching, they'll still be sleeping, so that maybe counts. shoot. Oh, yes, exactly. Thanks, Cheryl. That's kind of, and I am not an expert, okay? So, Cheryl, be gracious. And actually, Cheryl, so this big one, this is the one that I've seen a similar diagram for sure. I think it's sometimes called a little bit differently. So what I'm going to call this is I'm going to call this so thank you. I'm going to call this source mind. I believe sometimes it's called like, well, I don't want to say because I don't want to put wrong labels on stuff. So conscious, subconscious. Oh, I can't make that little Russ Plateau thing go away at the bottom. So conscious, subconscious, and source. Okay. Now, for me, where this really hit home was when we're changing. Right, when we're introducing something different, and as I talked about, for me, often when we feel that old two steps forward, three steps back, it's when we're trying to introduce change. Right, it's not with just our normal day activities, it's often when we're trying to introduce change. And for me, the thing that really got me wondering was, so why is it I can get kind of that first step, but then it seems like everything just kind of washes against me? Okay, so here's how I'm understanding it to be. Okay, so in our subconscious mind are so they're often called actually they're often called limiting beliefs, and to me that's a little bit of a misnomer, in that often what we think of as limiting beliefs as being something that, well, are limiting. We don't want them, we want to get rid of them, but they're really neither good nor bad. They just are beliefs. Or I'm going to call them truths, right? So what is true for our conscious experience, right? So where do we see these truths manifest? We see them manifest here in our conscious experience, right? So it's in our subconscious, outside of our awareness, that these truths live. And this, we call it the creative flow, right? So there's a creative flow. I'm going to have a busy screen here that flows this way. So then what that means is that the truths here will make their presence known here, right? And this probably really isn't anything new for a lot of you folks. And if you folks have been to a lot of our workshops, especially the master's workshops, this is what we talk about, right? Again, why is Reiki so effective? Because Reiki fits there, right? Reiki really, it just sort of flows with that creative flow, right? So those truths make their present known in our presence known in our conscious world. Okay, well, that's cool, right? Now, this is one of the interesting things. One of the characteristics, and we could talk about this all day, I'm just going to try and cherry pick some as it fits for this. One of the characteristics of our conscious mind, and actually, this was a Bob Proctor teaching that really kind of fit this into my head, is this is where we have conscious choice. Okay? So we can essentially choose to accept or reject, right? We consciously choose. So when we're working on introducing change in our life experience, that's a conscious choice, right? If we're looking at external information, we can choose to receive that and accept that as being true or valid, or we can say, no, that's bullshit, right? We have that choice. Now, one of the things that's important to remember with our subconscious mind is basically, I'm going to say, it has no choice, so it doesn't choose. It simply receives this there and then gives it form here. Okay, oh, I'm going to do this. Let's see if we do this there. Got to back up stuff. Okay. So in our conscious mind, we can choose, right? We want to choose a different whatever. Now, our subconscious, it doesn't choose. Whatever information or choice we feed to it. And how we do that's, again, topic really for another discussion, but how it takes the choice that we give to it and it gives it form basically back to us in our physical world, right? You see, it doesn't choose. It doesn't say, well, I really like the direction that the conscious mind is giving me, so I'm going to follow that. I don't like the direction the conscious mind is giving me, so I'm not going to follow. It doesn't do that, right? It says, whatever choices you make, I will give them form as it aligns with the truths that reside in here. Okay, see, and this is what trips us up, okay, is here we make a choice, okay? That choice then is introduced into our subconscious where this truth is. Now, here's what happens in our subconscious. It's not saying good or bad, but what it is doing is it's looking for alignment. Okay? So what it's saying is, I got this right. Yeah, you got to know which way to go. What it's saying is this choice, this information, this change in direction, this direction you want to go that you're giving me, does it resonate or harmonize or does it agree with this truth that I'm looking after here? Okay. It doesn't say good or bad. It doesn't do that. It basically is always evaluating. So this direction, this command that the conscious mind is giving to me, does it align with one of my truths? I'll give you an example in a second, right? And if it does, I'll manifest it like a son of a gun. Poof, there we go. If it doesn't, and it's not that it doesn't agree with it, it's that it doesn't harmonize, right? It doesn't connect with it. Instead of command, here we are, subconscious doing this, it's actually doing this, right? No judgment, right? Doesn't say good or bad. It's, does this choice connect with the truth or does it not connect with the truth? Okay. If it connects with the truth, then it just manifests, right? I'll give you a really simple, but very accurate example. So when I got my coffee here now, but let's say I forgot to make coffee. All right. So I don't have my coffee. And the show's over, and I have this thought. See, conscious thought is like, yeah, it's time to make a coffee. So what's interesting is, you see, our subconscious is always monitoring this stuff, right? So what happens is, because one of my truths is coffee is a good thing, right? And so I have this conscious desire. Here's my subconscious. It's just waiting for commands, right? And I have this desire that I'm looking for a coffee, this choice, right? So I would like to get a coffee. Subconscious goes, oh, okay, yeah, that fits. So guess what happens? I get up, I grab my cup, I walk to the coffee maker, I grab the pot, I put it in, I make the coffee. It just happens. I don't have to think, oh, crap, I want coffee. How am I going to do that? Man, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Gee, Miz, how's that going to work out? Because what if there's no pods, right? What if there's no, oh, man. Maybe the wall, oh, what if the wall, oh, how am I going to have, oh, how am I going to do that? Oh, goodness, what? I don't do that, right? Then why don't I do that? Because I have this truth that says coffee's good. Command, poof, up we get. Now, that seems ludicrously simple, but all of these truths are scalable. See, that's the thing. And so if you have a truth in your subconscious here, and then you have a command that doesn't align with it, we have a truth here that aligns with our health. Okay, let's say this truth, right, wrong, or otherwise, right? This truth says, I'm always sick. Okay, this is the truth, right? So the subconscious is just waiting, okay? One of the truths for this, my owner's experience, right, is that they're always sick. And so then here's what happens. You're in the mall, and here's the subconscious waiting. You're in the mall, and somebody sneezes, right? You notice the seas. And in your conscious mind, here we are, right? Your conscious mind, oh, I'm going to try and do this and keep coordinated. Your conscious mind says, oh, I noticed that person coughed. Oh, no, I'm probably going to get sick. You see, that's a decision, right? That's a direction, isn't it? So we said, oh, no, I'm going to get sick. And guess what happens? Your subconscious goes, does that choice align or harmonize or connect with what is true? Yep. And guess what happens? Yep, you get a cold. And you think it came from that bugger in the mall that coughed in your coffee or whatever, right? It didn't. It came from the fact that you fed a command to these truths and the two aligned and the truth said, absolutely, have at her, and there's the cold. Or maybe you didn't get a cold, but you got, I don't know, you got the stomach flu or you got something, right? You see, this is the thing. These truths in our subconscious mind are just waiting for commands. Any commands, a choice, things that we notice, things like that, that align with it, it says, you bet. If it doesn't, right? So then what happens is we go, okay, I need to change this. I need to change this. I need to change this truth, okay, that I'm not always sick, okay? Oh, okay, so here's the subconscious, right? And we go, okay, I'm going to choose now to make choices on the way I think, maybe even some of the activities that I do, because I'm going to develop a healthy lifestyle, right? Yes. Sorry, I'm kind of focused on this, but that's, yeah, absolutely. You bet, Cheryl. And so what happens is now we have this choice. The choice is I'm going to start working out to the gym or I'm going to do this. So here's what happens is this is our choice, right? This is the subconscious. Here it comes. Subconscious is looking at this and it goes, whoa, that doesn't fit. It doesn't say it's good or bad. It's just this doesn't harmonize with that. And it bounces right back, right? And then here's what happens is, now I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's damn hard for us continually to kind of bombard this. And hopefully sooner or later, we manage to force this change. I think probably it's probably close to impossible. We can kind of force it. But see, and that's, I think this is the whole two steps forward, three steps back. We can kind of force that change. But if we don't change this, then as soon as we stop, just right, guess what happens? The subconscious goes, no, no, no. And back comes this old truth, right? And I think, see, this is why affirmations are very powerful. But if we don't have some way of connecting with this truth, and that's going to be what this little releasing treatment is at the end of the broadcast. If we don't have some way of connecting with this, okay, and saying, okay, I know that this one is not aligning with what you know to be true, but this is how we're going to change your program here, right? So we say, we're changing the program. The truth said, this isn't true. And we're saying, I know, but we're changing the program. We're changing the truth. And we can't, I think, practically speaking, we can't do that by just bombarding it over and over and over again, because these truths are always going to come back, always going to come back. They need to be changed, and they are not changed by force. They're changed by persuasion. I read some teachings this week. Or suggestion. So I think hypnosis may be a more formal word for it, but that whole power of suggestion, right? It's like suggesting the change, not trying to command the change. Okay, so why is it that sometimes or often we take that first step and we see benefits from it, right? We see benefits from it, and then, sorry, where's my thing here? We see benefits from it, and then it stops working. Well, why did that happen? Well, it's because you managed to slide that first one through. So you managed to slide that through, and the subconscious said, wait a minute. That's not right. I guess I was sleeping on the job or something, but that my owner got this choice through. This choice through to source, right? That's the third piece of this. And they manifested this, but that doesn't align with our truth. You see, the first time often when we see that burst of improvement, whatever that looks like, what that does is it sets us up for a battle. Because you see, the subconscious looks at that as no different than us walking out in the middle of a busy street without looking, right? And it goes, holy crap, what the hell did they just do? Don't they know that's dangerous? See, they see that. They go, okay, we have got to make sure they don't do that again. And that's exactly the way your subconscious and these truths look at that first step into a new direction or that first choice that doesn't align with this pre-existing truth. They look at that and they go, holy crap, that's not right. Doesn't fit the programming. That's not right. So guess what happens is then the next time we try and do it, right? Of course, they're ready for it now, aren't they? Right? We caught them by surprise the first time. But now when we try and do that choice again, they go, oh, no, 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 no. We know you've done this before. That doesn't align. And bang, it goes, right? You see, so that's why so often what happens with people is they make that initial choice, that initial step. They see some of the benefits from it. And then it quits. It stops working. And they go, huh, I guess it was just a fluke, or I guess it was just a lucky thing, or I guess it was whatever, right? That's not the case at all. What happened is you woke the damn subconscious truth up, and it went, whoa, wait a minute. Something's haywire. You see how that works, right? Okay, so now what do? Right? Okay, if that's true, then do I only get one? Right? When you think about it, do I only get like one of these good things? I only get it once, and then I'm this freaking subconscious truth thing kicks in, and then I'm screwed, and I'm just banging my head against the wall. Because that's what it feels like, doesn't it? Right? Now there's all sorts of, I might actually be able to keep this under an hour. Good for me. There's all sorts of tools and techniques, and I know Cheryl specifically, I think she said, I want to get her title right, a clinical hypnotherapist, all sorts of things for working with that. I'm going to introduce something new, if I want to call it that, that we're working with, or a deeper expression of it or understanding of it, okay? And I'm going to flip back to my flip chart, get rid of this so you can see a bit better. So far we've been talking about, oh, come on, wake up. Sometimes it goes to sleep. There we go. Hold on. We're back. Oh, no, we aren't. Oh, there we are. We're back. Okay. So far we've been talking about our conscious, right? And the subconscious, right? Well, then we got this thing that I'm calling source, okay? So source, God, universe, or Earl, right? I really don't care what label you talk about it, right? So we haven't talked about that yet. And I drew these in scale like this purposefully in that, and actually if this was to scale, the subconscious would be so much bigger than the conscious, and of course source would be so much bigger than that. So we scaled this whole damn thing down, right? So we've got this thing called source, right? So we've talked about our conscious mind, just a couple of aspects of it, right? Our conscious mind has the ability to choose, i.e. accept or reject, introduces commands or those choices back into the subconscious where truths live, right? If that choice aligns or harmonizes or connects with the subconscious truth, then whoo, away we go. If it doesn't, it rejects it, right? So we've talked about that, okay? So what are the characteristics of source? Well, for me, source only has one desire. It only has one truth. I'm going to call it um, Expansion. Whoa. Expansion. And no, that won't work. I'm going to call it expansion and evolution. Boy, those are, hold on. Let me think of something else. Source only has one desire, that it would love and continually loves to experience through you. And that's living well and expanding, right? Grow, heal, evolve, living well. And living well isn't static. Living well is a verb. It's like things getting better and better and better. I could actually erase that. I'm going to do this. This is... all those were true. I'm just kind of listening now. Things simply... getting better and better. Just better and better and better and better and better and better and better, right? That's his only desire, right? So here's the thing. This is why for me, as Reiki practitioners, we have almost like an expedited way of connecting to this. Because as I talked about, right, this creative flow, right, this creative flow, which comes from source through our subconscious and expresses itself in our conscious mind and our conscious experience, well, Reiki, it really harmonizes or connects with that flow. See, here's the thing, and this is one of the things I know for myself, that I've really, one of my desires is, I call it instant manifestation, right? And so there's all sorts of techniques and things we can use to manage and mentor. We talk about it in our manifesting course, right? Those truths and changing them. For me, I've always thought, knew that there's a more efficient, therefore quicker way. And to me, this is the way. You see, what we've been doing and what I've been talking about so far is the connection basically here, right? So it's really between these two guys, right? What if we could make the connection from there? Right? Rather than us working on that conscious, subconscious, 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 what if we could approach it from the perspective, I call it the I am, right? Our I am, right? Soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it, the I am. What if we could approach it from there? And you see, this is what I'm discovering is, and this is why your spiritual practice, whatever that looks like for purposes here, Reiki is a really handy one. What happens when we do that is it starts to give us that connection to source, right? And source only has one truth, better and better and better and better and better, right? And so what happens, and this is also order of precedence, you know how I said that basically you could say our conscious mind is almost subject to our subconscious truths, mostly because we don't know how to change them, right? Well, you want to know something interesting? Our subconscious mind is subject to source. There's the difference. All that stuff that I talked about, how powerful the subconscious and those truths are to make us present known in our conscious experience. Well, guess what? Source has all the power. And our subconscious truths recognize that power. And they're subject to source. That's the game changer. When we come from source, now we're bringing that better and better and better and better flow into that arena of our subconscious. Okay, does this make sense? This is excellent. Thanks for hanging in there, folks, because this is really valuable stuff, right? Is now we're bringing that flow from source through and into our subconscious, and our subconscious truths subjugate themselves to source, to the source, the source's truth, woohoo, which is better and better and better, right? So think about this. As it relates to physical healing, what is the truth from source as it relates to your conscious experience of physical healing? It is, you get better and better and better. What is the source's truth as it relates to your financial, your conscious financial landscape? Well, guess what? It gets better and better. That's the truth that is there. But we don't access it. And we stay subjugated under the authority of these truths in our subconscious. It doesn't mean they're evil demons that need to be vanquished kind of thing. It's just that there's a lot of these truths and how we got them again. This topic for another whole discussion. Come to the Meditation Manifesting Workshop. We talk about that, right? Because as a society, we've forgotten about source. As a society, we've forgotten about that personal experience with source. We talk about it, we theorize it, we philosophize it, make up words, right? But we've forgotten that every one of us has a personal relationship with whatever we choose to define it as, but we haven't nurtured it. You see, when you nurture that, you start to be able to interact with your world from that place. And then when your conscious mind introduces something different, you're not so much introducing it into the subconscious. You're actually introducing it to source's truth. And source's truth says, I only care about one thing. That your experience expands, grows, and evolves, get better and better and better and better. And so if this choice aligns with this, here's the subconscious in the middle, right? When we're connecting from here and this choice comes out, it just goes straight over or straight through the subconscious truth and connects with this one. So guess what? Remember how I said subconscious? A change. Nope, right? Here's what happens. Once, as we nurture this relationship with source, conscious decision, woo, straight through the subconscious. I'm still in the camera shot. And guess what happens? Source is, you bet. And then source initiates that creative flow. The truth in your subconscious go, okay, there's a new sheriff in town. And then they change. So rather than us changing this way, source changes this way. So do you see the difference with that? Oh, thanks, Cheryl. That's very gracious of you. I tell you, it just really, and the neat thing about, I guess, what I do is I like the thick manual and the short manuals for stuff. I always throw out the thick manual. I usually throw out the thin manual and just figure out how it works. I think one of my advantages with that is I sometimes don't get caught up in all the theory. I kind of just get enough to practically start to maneuver through it. So it just is handy. And you see, that's the issue. And boy, I'm close to an hour. And I'm going to close, but I want to close with a little exercise on releasing one of those truths from source side. Okay. So what I want you to do, if you're watching this live, perfect. If you're watching this recording, that's fine too. Just think of, and don't spend too much time. Don't get too hung up on this. What I want you to do is just think of one choice that you would like to make that maybe you have made and you really haven't seen a lot of results from it, or you've made the choice and it started to work and then it quit working, something like that. Just choose one of those, and don't get too hung up on this, all right? There's really no right or wrong way to do this. Oh, thanks, Brad. Oh, that's cool. Thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting. I really appreciate that. That's excellent. Thank you. So just choose one of those for me. And just sort of focus on it. Right now, even as you're doing that, you might start to feel some wonky things going on. That's okay, right? Because we're now engaging, as you do that, and especially with this energy right now, we're now engaging those subconscious truths. So you may start to notice some different things. One of the things you may notice is your mind becomes instantly confused. You try and hold your focus on this choice, and all of a sudden you can't hold your focus. You get all these distracting thoughts coming in. You get all this kind of crap, right? You go, why is that? It's because you're introducing something that doesn't fit in with this program truth that is doing this. That's what you're noticing, right? Okay, so we're going to see if we can switch that up, all right? So here we go. If it's comfortable and possible for you to close your eyes just to sort of see if we can eliminate any distractions that we can. So close your eyes for me and focus on your breath. So close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the air as it flows in and flows out, and in and out. Perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just move my awareness and open the gateway, or bring in source intelligence, if you will, because that's what we want to do. Okay. So I have now personally moved up through my subconscious into source. And now I am now connecting with and radiating that truth. That truth only is cares about one thing, that your personal experience gets better and better and better. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to speak to whatever your truths are residing in your subconscious that are resisting this new direction, this new choice. Feel what you feel. It doesn't matter whether you feel something or nothing. I'm just going to connect to each one of those. Perfect. Now, if you wish to repeat these words that I'm going to share, you can, but you don't have to. We're going to talk to each one of those truths. And we're going to say to them, I totally and completely accept you exactly for who you are. I embrace you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. And now, do your best to focus on that conscious choice or direction. We're now going to introduce that into that existing truth or program. No combativeness. We're not trying to force it. This isn't a war. This is simply introducing a new direction. And the two and the three are becoming one. It's okay as we speak to this existing truth. They may feel afraid because of the change. It's okay. The underlying truth from source is everything gets better and better and better. You are just getting better. You don't have to be afraid. I know sometimes these new decisions into your program are very scary, but that's okay. It's coming from source now. You can embrace these. You can change. It's all right. Everything is fine. Everything is flowing. This is just a new direction. You will see how wonderful and magnificent it is. You can feel source presence here. We're always safe. We can allow these wonderful changes to take place. And together, we will experience a grander expression of who we really are. We thank you for this. We accept it. We appreciate it. We seal it in as a new direction. Focus on your breath. Nice deep breath in. As you breathe in, release it. Whenever you're ready, if you have, open your eyes. You see, one of the other aspects of our subconscious and these truths is it's always present moment for them. Every time is now. You see, it's not even so much instant, because instant relates to time. You see, for the subconscious, everything is now. It's always now. And so right now, things have changed. Now, you may have to do this a few times, because in theory, all it takes is once and it's done. Sometimes it takes a little bit more. Sometimes it takes it two or three times. That's why I structured this the way it is. I'll actually clip this portion out. So you'll be able to find it in the Russ's Inner Circle. So you can just play this piece over again. Because sometimes it takes two or three sort of remembrances to help seal that in. But know this, the change is done. And the subconscious truth will now make its presence known in your physical world. Your job is to align your conscious thoughts with your new chosen truth. Because what you don't want to do is give it conflicting information, because this is very new for it. And so it's going to want to sort of slip back into that old habit. So now your job is to, as best you can, monitor your conscious thoughts. Thanks, Kimberly. Appreciate that. Thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting. That's perfect. Your job now is to monitor your conscious thoughts as best you can. So when you notice you're thinking a thought that doesn't align with your chosen truth, correct that thought. Because what we don't want to do is introduce conflicting information into this existing truth, especially one that aligns with the old one, right? The old configuration of the program, because then it doesn't know what the hell to do, right? It says, wait a minute, we had this very spiritual experience and you did this new truth, but now you're telling me what the old, you're telling me the old one, right? So now your job is to, as best you can, monitor your conscious thoughts. If you notice you've been thinking a thought that aligns with the old truth, correct it and align it to the new truth. Okay? Perfect. Wow, I'm over an hour, but I think it was worth it. Thanks for spending an hour with me. That was perfect. Share, right? We're all in this together. This is really, really, really is about community. These broadcasts are so valuable. And I say that because I'm very much just the translator in this whole thing. I think we're done. Share your comments, just as some of you have done with the live. We really appreciate it. Oh, Charlotte, thank you. Oh, yeah. Like, amen, sister. Right? Because that's the thing, right? Now that we've, it's like, as a parent, yeah, you need to be consistent, right? So these truths are the same thing. Monitor your thoughts. Because we need to be consistent with the message. We got the thing switched from source, and now we need to be consistent from ours, right? That's so true. You bet. Okay, I'm going to close. If you have any other comments, love it if you post them here, whether it's during the live show or the recorded show. Thanks again for spending an hour with me. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for another edition of Ask the Wizard, Almost Daily. See you on the web, kids.